This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Padres and Giants coming up tonight. Witt and Chris with you in the 4 o'clock hour. Tony returns at the bottom of the hour for today's Big Five. Tonight, J.P. Sears makes his second contribution to the Padres. Hopefully it'll be better than the first. Landon Raup, right-hander. Roop. He goes for San Fran. And we'll have it for you at 6:40 with a Sam Levitt 5:40 pregame show. Sam's going to be on the show a little bit later on. He wants to tell the story of how one of his friends caught a foul ball last night at the game. Some 8-year-old, I heard. Right now, though, we got to get right to it, Scraby says. Be efficient.
We have to be efficient this
Get
hour.
Right into the Big Five. Not into the Big Five, but get right into the Chris versus the Fan, he says.
Chris.
So let's go.
All right.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we have the prize, which is a grand prize. You'll be qualified for a 2-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas plus VIP admission to IU Day Club and a $175 food and beverage credit. You can celebrate summer with a 2-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of the 5 unique pool experiences. In the 5.5-acre pool complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip, and experience IU Day Club, a stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, where the ultimate party concepts transform the weekend into a never-ending summer, Chris.
I know.
Special summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com, now offering no resorts fees and complimentary parking. Every time it says a stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, I don't know why, but the last season of The White Lotus pops into my head, because they were in, what were they, in Thailand?
Southeast Asia.
That's where I imagine.
I
imagine it to look like that. The rules, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today.
Unfortunately, if you're a first-time player and you're 11 years old, I'll break your heart.
Yes, you will.
And the final question. I think people were upset with me yesterday.
I was definitely upset.
You were upset.
The great Hambino walked in here and was like, man,
yeah,
that
man,
was cold.
The great Hambino who does the
Padres games.
Padres games here in the studio was like,
he's like, that was
Chris,
cold.
L-O, you are horrible.
Yep.
For crushing a young man's dreams.
I heard it. I heard it. I was here for it. All right, let's go to our first contestant. We'll go to Lucas and Poway.
Lucas.
Hello, Lucas.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
Not too bad. Are you ready to play?
He's ready.
I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, Chris is going to know this, but it's a question number one. What did Chris catch in the press box last night?
A cold. No.
Foul ball
is correct.
Very good.
Nice job.
You should have said Lucas's. What are you, 8 years old?
Okay, will you get over it?
I will not.
I mean, I didn't know that, but it was the only logical guess.
Oh, okay. You got it right.
All right, question number two. What sports team's jersey does Cameron wear in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ooh. Not bad, Scrappy.
Is that a Blackhawks jersey?
Blackhawks jersey.
No. A Wings jersey. Detroit.
You got it. Nice job, Lucas.
The movie was in Chicago, but he was wearing a Detroit Red Wings jersey. Really well done, Lucas. Good job.
I remember growing up, like hearing about this movie.
It's a fun movie.
Everybody thought it was great, and then I watched it, and I loved it.
It's great.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, Matthew Broderick has gone on to an amazing career on a Broadway theater and all those things that he's done, and married Sarah Jessica Parker. There's nothing he's ever done even close to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Like, nothing even in the running, as far as I'm concerned, or most other people are concerned.
This is my favorite Matthew Broderick movie.
Shall we play a game?
War Games. Oh, that's an amazing movie.
Yeah, it's not Ferris Bueller, though.
It's not Ferris Bueller, but I've watched that movie about 100 times.
Okay.
All right.
Back to Lucas here, who's just sitting by.
We're going down memory lane.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. You get this right or Chris gets it wrong, and you are qualified for that trip to Las Vegas. I don't know if anyone is going to know this, but I thought it was a decent enough question number three.
Give it a try.
Lake Erie contains an artificial reef made from the pieces of which demolished sports stadium in 1996? Lake Erie contains an artificial reef made from the pieces of which sports stadium that was demolished in 1996?
Let's say Detroit Stadium.
Detroit Stadium. I would have thought the same. Stay there, Lucas.
Well, I would not have thought of Detroit Stadium. I don't think Detroit is on Lake Erie.
I have no idea where Lake Erie is.
The two cities that come to mind that are on Lake Erie, one is Buffalo, and the other is Cleveland. And Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, I think, was torn down about that time. So I will say that.
I'm sorry, Lucas. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, you've never heard Cleveland, the mistake by the lake?
Well, I've heard that.
Okay, that's the lake. That's the lake.
Which is Chicago on? Huron?
No.
Ontario?
Lake Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan.
You know, I need to go back to my
geography
class.
Check your geography.
Yeah, my parents would be very upset with me.
And Lake Ontario is actually in Canada, so that's not where Chicago is.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to help you out here.
Well, let's go to Troy in Point Loma. Hello, Troy.
Troy. Hello.
Troy. Hello, hey. Troy.
Oh, hello.
There he is.
Da-da-da. Are you ready to play, Troy?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay.
Play ball.
Here it is. Question number one.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Who is the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is correct. Question number two. Who is the current ERA leader in baseball right now?
Best starter. Number one starter in baseball. ERA-wise.
ERA, yes.
I'll guess Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens is correct. Nice job.
Way to go, Troy.
Troy, question number three. Get this right, Chris gets it wrong, and you are qualified for Las Vegas. What former Yankee collected the most hits in Major League Baseball in the 2010 decade? So between 2010 and 2019, what former Yankee had the most hits in baseball?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. I mean, solid guess. Stay right there, though. I guess he wasn't playing in 2019. But.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having here. Former Yankee. Yankees have had a lot of good players. Boy, it could be like Paul O'Neill was around. I don't know, but he was that late. You know, Bernie Williams, I don't think. I'm going to just... Posada. I don't remember how long these guys made it. 2010s, you're saying?
Yep.
Having said all of those, I'm going to say A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Troy's
A-Rod.
A winner.
You are the winner.
Hang in there, Troy.
I'm trying to find the applause.
You got a chance.
There it is.
A little applause. You got the win.
It was a former Padre. I didn't want to put that as a part of the part three.
Wait a minute. Wait. Former Padre, former Trent Grisham? No.
Oh, that's a good actual.
No, it isn't a good guess.
I mean, yeah, Trent he had Grisham. So many hits in the 2010s.
Sure, yeah, he had a million. Former Padre, former Yankee, 2010s. Duh. I'm totally blanking out for some reason.
I think this person played like 7 games with the team.
Oh, okay.
You just want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell us.
Robinson Cano.
Wow. Okay, yeah, he wouldn't put his Padre very long. I wouldn't have got that. Good question. Good question.
Yeah.
Troy, you're a winner. Stick around. You'll have a shot.
You'll have a shot at the prize.
To go to Las Vegas, because I didn't remember Robbie Cano. He was, in his short time here, he did not enamor himself to the folks.
Why?
If I recall.
No, I think he was...
He didn't do anything.
Oh, he had that one... Remember, I think they were in St. Louis, and they needed a win, and he hit one to the fence with the final out, and everybody thought it was going to go out. They were going to win.
Right. And it got caught. That was the closest. Well, here's why he wasn't enamored by anyone here. He went 3-for-33.
Oh, him and Ryan Hearn.
Don't bring Ryan Hearn up.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Robbie Cano had 33 at bats, had 3 hits, 1 RBI. And that near home run.
And that near home run.
Right. So
I will tell you this, though. Tomorrow, Chris, we have a weird show because it's a day game on a Thursday. So we're going to have the round table. Braden's going to do his show up until – or wait, no. Well, yeah. Braden's going to do a show up until the pregame, and then we'll take over after pregame for the post-postgame show. But we have a pair of Padres-Dodgers tickets to give out tomorrow night.
Tomorrow's show. All right. Don't miss that. When we return, actually going to hit the links. Talk a little golf. There's a big thing going on in golf that you need to know about ahead of this weekend's tour championship. I know we got a lot of golf fans out there. You want to find out what's happening with Tiger Woods and Scottie Scheffler and the latest with the PGA and the LIV. And we'll get it to you when we come back on Gwen and Chris after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Gwen and Chris rolls on. Happy middle of the week to you. Tonight, of course, Padres and Giants, game three of the series. For a second, let's hit the links, guys. This weekend, big doings, right? The Tour Championship, final event of the year. I guess the Masters is still the number one thing in golf. Even though, Scraby, you answer this, tell me. They've put this whole FedEx Cup together now.
No.
This weekend is the big finale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winner is number one in the world, gets all the money, all the accolades. Every golfer would rather still win the Masters, right, than
You'd
this.
You'd rather have the green jacket, for
okay.
sure.
Well, Scottie Scheffler might end up with all of it.
However, you might, if you're a guy like number 29 in the rankings, you might like this big old payday that you're about to get
that you
if
could
you do
get.
Win the Tour Championship.
Yeah, and what they're doing this year is different from the past. The final event is going to start with everybody at even, right? Last year they gave Scheffler like a 5 or 6 stroke lead because of all the points he'd accumulated. They're not doing that this time
Scheffler
around.
Wasn't a fan of that either.
And he was the one. Yeah, he said, look, that was kind of, he didn't really like it, even though he was able to benefit from it.
I wonder if it was harder for him to play that tournament
he felt
knowing
was.
That he had a lead already.
He said it was. Well, you know, I don't know whether to believe him or not, but.
Didn't seem like it.
Yeah, right. He ended up winning pretty comfortable, and he's favored, of course, to win again this year. But golf is, I think, still at a crossroads. And
for sure.
We've talked about this with Scheffler already this week. You asked us, Scraby, when we talked about the amazing success that this guy's having, if he's on a par with Tiger Woods. And we all, both of us and everybody, I think, out there thinking said no, and he never will be because he's not, he doesn't have the, doesn't have the charisma of a Tiger Woods. But what is really hurting the tour is what? The split between the PGA and LIV. That's it.
For sure.
And to that end, Tiger Woods has been summoned. And the new CEO of the PGA Tour, Brian Rolapp, has promised what he calls, quote, significant change to the tour's current model. And to that end, he's got a 9-person competition committee that is led by none other than Eldrick Woods. I think that's the right guy to lead it. I do. Yeah. I think he is going to have the best interests of golf in mind. He's going to pour his heart and soul into this. But it doesn't change the fact, Tony, that until they can get these, I don't know, the Middle Eastern people that control the LIV Tour to release some of these golfers or stop paying them incredible amounts of money, I don't know how the PGA is going to get these guys back and unify the tour.
I don't. Yeah. You know, I think ultimately, what did we say? Like when this first popped off, we said, man, who's funding this, right? And then we figure out, you know, the Saudi money is quite long. They haven't got tired of dishing out funds for it to this point.
No.
I don't know, man. This seems like a big lift. I'm hopeful that, and I think I'm kind of excited that Tiger's involved a little bit more heavily in trying to get the game, but I don't think it works until they can bridge this, you know, live in PGA Tour. Like, they've all got to be on the same tour or under the same umbrella, at least, for this to get back to where it was. I don't see that it can get there without it.
This has become such a big deal that the negotiations between, I don't know if it's the Saudis, but whoever represents LIV and the PGA, these negotiations are now starting to include the White House. Donald Trump has been in on some of this stuff. They still haven't been able to hammer out any kind of agreement. And apparently, sources told ESPN last week that the Saudi league and people behind it basically told the PGA Tour that they are never, I want to read it exactly, and now I lost it. I'm sorry. They basically said that they are not going to blink. They can hold out for longer than the PGA Tour can.
Probably can.
Yep.
And that's the thing. So what the Saudis want, I don't know if it's fair to say the Saudis.
They're funding the LIV Tour.
It's a way of referencing it. Okay. So what the LIV people want, I think, Scraby, correct me if I'm wrong, they want the PGA to ultimately cave and have the whole thing run under the guise, the leadership of the Saudi investing people, and have one golf world league that they control rather than the PGA control.
They think their idea is better than the current PGA Tour idea, which I don't disagree with certain parts, but there are other parts where I'm like, that is a dumb way to do professional golf. But anyway.
Well, we're going to see where it goes. Tiger Woods is going to be, you know, front and center at trying to get this thing fixed. But again, I don't know how much they can fix the PGA Tour or change it. What changes can he even make that are, wouldn't they all be cosmetic, basically?
I don't know about cosmetic, but I do think that some of the golfers that went to LIV have regret over it because they are not receiving their official world golf ranking points. And, guys like Jon Rahm, he never needs to play another round of golf in his life because he's made so much money.
Right. But there are
but
some
he
guys.
Likes he the PGA Tour. He has all the events that he wants to play in. Of course, he gets to play in the majors because he won a major. But he wants to come. He wants to be back with the PGA Tour and with all of the other golfers. I don't think he's having fun at LIV. He gets mad when drones are in the air. They play music. They play music during the rounds, and he's like annoyed by it.
He does seem quite perturbed.
Brooks Koepka has also said he doesn't like it because he's not getting the points anymore.
Does the PGA Tour have to play hardball?
They are playing
hardball. But I don't know if they're doing hard enough, Tony. I think they should tell these guys that you can't play in the majors.
They can't do that.
Might be the only way to get them to come back.
Ultimately, money talks. And those guys are making the decision because they're making that much more. But I think, listen, I haven't been told this, but it certainly seems like the people – because it's not the PGA Tour who gives those points, right? It's
the OWGR people.
Another group.
You can't tell me that they not on the same page. I mean, they only been stiff-arming the LIV guys for, 2 years now? Like, nah, we're not going to have you guys get points for this.
Yeah, they're pretty connected at this point.
They've teased it a few times, like, you know, there's a possibility, and then, no, we're not going to do it. And so, like, I think that is kind of the LIV seems to be the big bad guy in this run, right? And it seems like the PGA is having to do like these other little tactics to kind of stay, you know, involved with in the negotiation. And that's one of them. Like, you guys don't get these points. Y'all can keep playing these LIV tournaments.
Seems petty is what you're saying,
Yeah, exactly. But that's their really only big way to fight back.
Well, I will say this. Scottie Scheffler told a pretty cool story about Tiger Woods, and you do have Tiger Woods on your side now, right? So, and here's the kind of attitude you're getting with Tiger Woods. Scottie Scheffler and Tiger Woods crossed paths only one time for one round of golf. And it was in
that's kind of crazy, by the way.
Professional round.
No,
of
I know,
golf.
But still kind of crazy.
Right. Scottie Scheffler was a rookie on the tour. It was the 2020 Masters. They got paired together on the final day or something.
Oh,
Tiger and he were both kind of in the middle of the pack. That was the day that Tiger Woods shot a 10 on the 12th hole.
Okay,
a 10.
I remember this.
He had 6 holes remaining. Scottie Scheffler said to himself and his caddy, well, that's it. He doesn't need to play anymore. It's over. He's not going to win now. He's already won 15. What's the big deal? Scottie Scheffler remembers that Tiger Woods birdied 5 of the last 6 holes and basically said, I don't care if I'm out of it. I'm still going to do it and play my best. And that has stuck with Scottie Scheffler. Never give in. Always compete no matter what.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Right?
When you're at the top of your game all the time, and when you're Tiger Woods out and you're 40, and you're like, I don't really need to play.
Nothing to play for.
But of course, he said, you know, Tiger and Kobe remind me of each other.
That's why they were so successful, though, is that it didn't matter. Like, I, everybody likes to point out the game against the Suns, but I remember they were getting boat raced by like 30 in the Celtics game, and he finished that whole game. Like, he did not come out.
Yeah.
He kept playing. Like, that's, you know, I think that would go a long way in, you know, how these competitions are going, too. Like, Scottie Scheffler is blowing everybody away right now, and no one's really close. And it doesn't feel like anyone cares. I remember how irritated, what was it, Duvall? How pissed he was he couldn't beat Tiger. And it was annoying at the time, but you appreciate a dude who's like, I am so irritated I can't beat him.
but I'm gonna keep
trying, even if it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like anybody really wants to chase Scheffler right now. He's out there by himself.
He's a machine. He kind of is a machine.
David Duvall ended up in the same pack of people that includes Barkley and Ewing and all of the great NBA players who couldn't beat Michael. And
I mean,
down
Phil
the road,
Mickelson
so.
Would likely be the best
Phil
golfer.
Phil was another one. Like
if
Phil would.
Tiger didn't come
you
around.
Could tell the dudes to get under Phil's skin as well. But he kept going out there. He was going to talk his trash too while he was doing it.
He definitely did.
Phil Mickelson, by the way, easily holds the record for most weeks on tour as the number 2 golfer in the world.
Oh, yeah. Like easily. 10 years worth.
Right, because he just couldn't get past Tiger. All right, well, hopefully, you know, we're all big golf people around here. I just want it all to work out one day, and I want everybody to somehow come together and make golf as good as it can possibly be.
Make golf great again.
Make golf.
MGGA.
Whatever. Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens. More Gwen and Chris around the corner as we continue on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back. 4:36. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Nativa Interiors. It's Labor Day weekend, Scraby. And the Labor Day weekend is like the weekend after this one.
September's in like 2 weeks, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Man.
This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar. Huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Hopefully my wife is walking the dog right now and doesn't hear this ad. Because we're going to be there if she's hearing it. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. And if you love Mediterranean food, I don't know if these go together, but they're written together. Make sure to try our friends at Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining takeout options. SpirosCuisine.com. I guess you can get Spiro's and then go to the
Nativa
Interiors warehouse sale.
Just do them both. Don't eat inside.
Probably they would frown on that. We have an update on Jackson Merrill for you. We'll give it to you at the top of the hour. But before that, we got to go to traffic and then get to today's Big Old Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into it, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. We needed that read because people are driving crazier than ever these days.
It doesn't seem to matter how many times we try to shame people into slowing down either.
It doesn't work.
It does not work. Yeah, you guys are right. I'm playing a new game now. Someone who races past me, I watch them to see how far ahead they get from me, and it's never enough to be going 95 miles an hour on the freeway because they end up getting behind someone. It's just really annoying. But I'm glad that the California Office of Traffic Safety is a sponsor of the show.
I think the Traffic Safety Office actually needs to get with people like myself. And the reason I say that is because the next person who speeds up when I put my blinker on and doesn't let me in, I may go crazy on them.
Oops.
And the traffic people are going to have to deal with, you know, me.
Okay.
I'm struggling because it happens so often.
Well, are you going a good rate of speed,
of course,
or are you going to be cutting someone off?
No, I wouldn't. No, of course not. I'm not talking about cutting somebody in. I'm talking about somebody who's back in your rearview mirror. You look over your shoulder. You put your blinker on. It's kind of, you know.
That's my key to go.
And they go, oh, he wants to get over. And then as they drive by, they just stare straight ahead, which is probably a good idea because I would. You know, I don't know what I would do.
I do the stare straight ahead thing.
I can't even front. I've been that person before. and I got to tell you, at least in my mind, right, I think this is how I thought of it sometimes. It's like, you know what? I'm going to be responsible. I know I'm going to get off on this exit. I'm going to get over in a good amount of time. So I'm
very
not
nice.
Having to get over
right.
at the very end. And then sometimes I'm on your end, Chris, where I'm at the very end. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Bogart my way into this bad boy one way or another.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to Xander Bogart's my way into the back of Chris's car.
I feel like I'm Fernando in the car now. I can't go out to the mound because I'm not sure what I will do.
Well, I would argue that if you're getting over too late, that means you didn't plan ahead.
No, this is just normal everyday driving. You feel like changing lanes. Somebody doesn't feel like letting you.
I have a feeling.
Right. Not even necessarily getting off. You're right. Just saying, like, getting over.
Yeah,
like,
just changing a lane. And they're like, no, you're not going to change this lane.
I have a feeling we could talk about this for a 4-hour show and not skip a beat.
We've already done about a half an hour, I think.
All right, let's get into the sports.
Number 5.
And if it feels like the Padres face the opponent's best pitchers, you are basically right. Over the next 8 games, they face a group that's averaging a 3.30 ERA this season. And they're going to face Landon Roop. Is it Roop or Rupp?
I think it's Roop. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Landon Roop, Justin Verlander tomorrow, then with the Dodgers, Blake Snell. Yeah, go ahead.
Are they facing Roop tomorrow? Is that right?
Tonight.
And then Justin Verlander tomorrow.
Yeah, then
Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and then for the Mariners, Logan Evans, Luis Castillo, and Brian Wu. So those are some pretty good pitchers.
Logan Evans.
It is Logan Evans.
Yes,
Logan. It looks like they're going to miss Logan Gilbert.
We don't want to see Logan Gilbert. We'll see him in Seattle at some point, right?
Well, Logan Evans is a Mariner. Maybe there's a typo.
I'm pretty sure it's a typo. I'm pretty sure that's Logan Gilbert.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I don't remember no Logan Evans.
I didn't remember Logan Gilbert either, but I was like, whatever. It was, you know, this is coming from somewhere that's much smarter than me. Chris, you're up first on this one. How do the Padres come out of this next 8 games with a winning record? What's the formula?
How?
Yeah.
The simplest, well, first of all, you started by saying the Padres have faced a lot of the best pitchers. I would argue that. I think the Padres have missed a lot of the best pitchers, and we'll start with Paul Skeens, who they missed twice. They missed Logan Webb on this particular round here in San Diego.
Which is crazy because it's 4 starts.
Right, 4 games. They didn't get Logan Webb. So they've missed a lot of the guys. And when you're facing the Dodgers, they're actually missing Ohtani. There's no way to miss everybody with the Dodgers. They got 5 pretty good starters going right now. Look, it doesn't really matter who's pitching. To me, you know, hitting, Tony, you know, know this better than me, but, you know, swing at strikes and don't swing at balls. I don't know you can break it down any simpler. When Fernando was on his best this year, he was spitting on every pitch that was off the plate, and he was getting stuff right in the middle and then swinging. And, you know, when they lost to the Dodgers last weekend, I felt that was their undoing, swinging at too many balls and not swinging at enough strikes. So do that.
So swing at strikes.
Do that better and, take your chances from there. I think they'll be fine.
All right, Tony, how do the Padres come out of this next 8-game span with a winning record?
First, I'm going to disagree with my partner. They've missed Paul Skeens. They've missed really no one else. They've caught Sale. They've caught everybody else.
They hit them all.
I would say what they need to do is very similar to what they did last night. And that combination was some good starting pitching, some good timely hitting, and you got the bullpen to kind of shut the door from there. And so that's what they need to do in order to come out with a winning record, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to note the Padres played 3 almost flawless games at San Francisco, and then 3 bad ones in LA, and they got what they deserved. That was a .500 record, so I think it'll be, if they have a winning record, they will have done those 3 things well.
All right.
Number 4.
Speaking of Nick Pivetta, he in his career had never had better than a 4.04 ERA in his first 8 seasons. Last night, he lowered his ERA to 2.81, which is 12th best among all starters in baseball. Currently, there are 14 pitchers in baseball with an ERA of 2.90 or lower. Last year, there were 9 guys overall under a 3 ERA, and then 2023, there were only 5 guys throughout the season under a 3 ERA. Tried to look for the numbers.
Wowzers.
Yeah, tried to look for the numbers on how many, like 3 quarters of the way through the year, but I couldn't find it. So, Tony, I'm trying to think of a different way to ask a question, so hopefully this is not stupid. Which is more impressive to you, Pivetta being under a 3 ERA or the amount of under 3 ERA pitchers in baseball this year?
I would say...
I think the way he's answering under, that is telling you what kind of question it was.
Under 3 is more impressive than the boatload of dudes who are under 3.
I thought you were going to say that.
I mean, he is... for him, this is an improved year. Forget what everybody else is doing. He hasn't been able to reach this type of consistency at any point in his career. So the fact that he's having a career year, to me, is more impressive than the amount of dudes who are who have under a 3.
Thank you for being nice and answering that question. I have a feeling that Chris is not going to be so nice when he answers this question.
Ah, what a dumb question. look, we talked about it earlier in the show. Manny Machado is going to win the Padre MVP award going away unless something drastically changes. But you cannot tell me that Nick Pivetta hasn't been as valuable or almost even more so now. He's 10-3 when pitching after a loss. And he's stopping losing streaks. And he's doing it over and over again. And he's resetting the bullpen when he does that. So all of that goes on top of the fact that his ERA is 1.74 runs lower than his career average. That is phenomenal. Yeah. Ruben Niebla has got to get some of the credit, but most of it's got to go to him. Man, he's a bulldog out there. He absolutely refuses to give in, and he refuses to be denied. And, you know, maybe the Padres have been able to, you know, bring more of that attitude out in him so that he's been able to do it more consistently. I mean, when he went off the mound yesterday in the sixth inning after the last out he got, I don't even think Tommy Pham would have wanted to step in his way.
He was pretty fired up.
He was charged up, and, you know, this is the way the guy is. He's been fantastic. There's no two ways about it, so he's more impressive. I think the other thing is just a byproduct of every team now in baseball has brought up a young star starter who's got an ERA under 3. But if you look past those, you know, guys, the pitching is still thin. I just think it's a little top-heavy right now around baseball.
All right.
Number 3.
This is a serious topic, so I'll put my serious face on for this one. The New York Yankees fifth-round pick, Cor Jackson, admitted to drawing a swastika on a Jewish student's door in 2021 while, quote, blackout drunk as a 17-year-old freshman at the University of Nebraska. He informed teams about this incident before the 2024 draft, calling it a really stupid mistake and stating that he's changed. He believes this incident is important to his story, showcasing God's forgiveness. He also faced a DUI charge in Utah last September, which was reduced to impaired driving after he completed community service and substance abuse training. Now, the Yankees conducted, as they say, thorough due diligence, and owner Hal Steinbrenner approved the pick, assigning Jackson to High A Hudson Valley with a $147,500 signing bonus. After this story has picked up a little bit of steam, the Yankees have doubled down, and they are saying that they are standing behind their pick. So, Chris, any issues with the Yankees standing behind this pick?
I think you expect me to say that they ought to deal this kid straight to the Cleveland Browns and let them deal with
him. Cleveland Browns.
But I'm not going to say that. I don't even think it needs to be said that what he did, especially as a college student in that situation, was something I cannot tolerate in any way, shape, or form. But the fact that he's been upfront about it, and the fact that he's, you know, met it head on and says there'll be, you know, no other mistakes and understands what he did, leads me to believe that I'm willing to give him an opportunity. I'm hoping that what happened last year was a one-off. Don't want to hear anything else, though. Like, this is two strikes, right? He's got 0-2. Three strikes, you're out of there.
So
I don't mind the Yankees giving him a shot. I don't. He's young. He made a mistake. I don't want him to have to hold on to it for his whole life. He didn't kill anybody. Like, I mean, see, because there's different levels of it all.
There is.
Henry Ruggs, unfortunately, made one mistake, but it was a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he does have to follow him for a lot longer. This is not that. So 0-2, you know, don't get a third.
All right, Tony, any issues with the Yankees standing behind this pick?
No. I think they probably have done their due diligence on this, and I'm always willing to give a person another chance. We'll see if he can truly change his ways. Swastika is a pretty dark. I know it's seemingly has become more accepted than it used to be, but it's still a crazy, crazy thing to be playing with, and it has so much so much hurt attached to it. So I don't mind them giving the kid another chance. And as Chris said, you know the expectation level is extremely high in terms of your behavior moving forward. As long as you know that you can follow it, kudos.
All right.
Number two.
Don't anybody out there say that we're not nice, forgiving guys on this program.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
I believe everybody says that about us, or at least me.
baseball's top pitching prospect is getting called up to the majors. The Pirates have decided to promote 22-year-old right-hander Bubba Chandler. Love that name. Ahead of their game Friday against the Rockies. The person spoke to the AP and said that the roster move was not yet official, but it is going to happen. He's going to join a staff that already includes Paul Skeens, so they have some pretty good pitching talent with the Pirates. Tony, my question is, are the Pirates the major league level farm system for the rest of baseball?
I don't know if they're the major league farm system. I mean, I'm trying to think of Garrett Cole, who else is out
Tyler
there?
Tyler Glass but, now off the top Joe of our head.
But he was with the Astros.
Joe wasn't with them. He was the Astro. I mean, they got some good guys that have come out of there and have been big contributors to other teams. I don't know that they're a minor league system for the major league system, for the other major league teams.
Chris?
Bit of a stretch.
Even though it's a bit of a stretch, I'm kind of willing to make the stretch.
Okay.
I agree with Tony. It's a stretch. But I don't believe, and neither do you, Tony, or anyone else, honestly, that Paul Skeens is going to be around in Pittsburgh for a whole heck of a lot longer. And I think we all feel the same about this young guy, Bubba Chandler. You know, if he can show what he can do, somebody else is going to come calling. And the Pirates ownership is what takes the blame for this. Nobody else. Pirates ownership doesn't want to be good. They don't want to be competitive. They don't want to pay their guys. And the result is, players like Skeens are a rental, and I think Chandler is too. So I do find it interesting that they're calling him up ahead of the game against the Rockies. Seems like a good way to break anybody
ease him in. Yeah. Are the Rockies the major league, minor league farm system?
No, they're definitely not.
Number one.
The Rockies don't have any be good enough that anybody else wants. At least the Pirates kind of do.
You know, we've talked about Fernando struggling this year, but Cubs outfielder Kyle Tucker is struggling even more than Fernando, and he's struggling big time. In his last 105 at-bats, Tucker is hitting 181 with an OPS of 560. He only has one home run and seven RBIs. Cubs manager Craig Counsell said, quote, "The fans are frustrated." Oh, I should add this. They put him on the bench to, quote-unquote, reset him. So Craig Counsell said, quote, "The fans are frustrated. Kyle's frustrated. And it's unfortunate because Kyle, when you make outs, it doesn't look great, but he's trying. It's just not clicking. We're going to have to take a little step back here for sure and just give him some days off to reset him, hopefully." So it is a contract year for Kyle Tucker. He's looking to score big in the free agent market after this season. Chris, how much does this season affect his next contract?
Probably some. The last month and a half is going to, you know, make him a lot more money or maybe lose him some more. I know that through the first two-thirds of the season, it was guaranteed that Kyle Tucker was going to be the highest-priced free agent next year, number one guy that everybody wanted. But this is proof of one thing that Tony Gwynn Jr. has taught me. Baseball is hard. And, you know, if it can happen to Kyle Tucker, it can happen to anyone. I mean,
it does happen to everyone.
Nobody that said, you know, prior to this, that Kyle Tucker isn't one of the best all-around players in the game. So this is a slump that he's never dealt with. I hope for the Cubs' sake he snaps out of it. For his sake, I will say this on a personal note. First time in history of fantasy baseball that I traded away a guy who then went into the tank.
Usually it's the other way around.
It's usually the other way around. I actually
acquired the guy who goes into the tank.
I acquired somebody and traded away Kyle Tucker, and so that's worked out for me personally, but I know it's not working out for anyone else.
Tony, how much does this season affect Kyle Tucker's next contract?
How much does it affect his next contract? I don't think it affects it at all. I think it affects it absolutely zero. And that's because he's already put a large body of work on.
Yeah.
I think the people who are signing him understand that in the course of a season, especially considering how hot he was. I mean, you can pretty much trace the Cubs' success and Tucker and PCA doing well. And you can look at it when they struggled, and those two struggle as well. So, yeah, I think this is I think it's already done. He's about to make a boatload, get the Brinks truck, back it up, fill it up.
Beep.
Yeah, he's gonna. What was well, you can't say it on here, but you know, remember at the end of the Chappelle show, he's I'm rich.
I'm rich. Yeah, I know exactly.
He'll be yelling that all the way to the bank.
All right.
Instead of there being 14 teams interested, there may be only 12. But I think Tony's right. Somebody's going to pay him big because they believe he'll be Kyle Tucker again.
The rumors are the Yankees want him.
That should tell you all
sense.
You need to know right there.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, it's Game 3 between the Padres and the Giants. We'll get you set on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.